Welcome to the after show on warm1013.com. In a few moments, I'll have a Tony tip for you. Next time you have an urge to snack. Okay, I'll never do this, but maybe you will.
You'll just snack.
I'll just snack. I think yeah. I have the urge. I feel that urge. That's my life, okay?
Resist the urge.
Resist the urge. So this is, you know, I love science. I love what the people are coming up with. They have now a futuristic fabric that works like a smartphone. You could wear it. So, and if they, and this is not something for the distant future. It's a high-tech garment that, you know, people could wear. Cops, they're talking about, you know, first responders. It's basically, it's, I guess the easiest way to describe it, it's like your clothing becomes a smartphone.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, okay. It's
This is weird.
I know. It's wearable technology, and they've been working on this in Shanghai. And basically, you can have your Google Maps or whatever maps on your wrist, you know.
Okay.
You know, and
it projects it onto your wrist or something?
Well, the cloth, I'll try to explain. The cloth is flexible, breathable, and durable. It can, and they washed it over 100 times, and it still works, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a touch-sensitive fabric keyboard and a power supply that uses solar energy, okay? And it works as a navigational tool, like interactive map, doing communication, sending and retrieving messages via Bluetooth, like with a smartphone.
This is so weird.
This is so weird. The stuff they're coming up. I'm sorry. They washed it 1,000 times, and it worked. Yeah. It's just crazy. It's just amazing what they can do these days. I just love these people who think this way and figure this stuff out for us.
Meantime, when I was in school, we had film projectors where you had to run the audio on a cassette machine.
Oh, my God. Serious?
Yes.
Never heard of that.
You don't remember that?
No. We never had that.
Oh, yeah.
We had film projectors, but I don't know if they had sound, to be honest with you.
He just read the words.
Just the teacher talking.
It was
you know?
A silent film back then when Tony
really?
Was in school.
It was a piano player in the back of the room.
I didn't know that it was a cassette. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
What if you were off a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you usually are. That's how those things work. You're always off a little bit. That's
then
fun.
You're back to watching Godzilla.
Exactly. The old Godzilla back in the 50s. Which, by the way, if you've ever seen the first Godzilla movie, oh, they are just so wonderful to watch. Last night, my wife and I watched
serious,
one of the stupid.
Tony?
Oh, they're
so
horrible.
So wonderful to watch. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, they're horrible, Mickey. You
apparently, that was his sarcasm.
Yeah. Okay.
Last night, my wife and I watched one of the worst movies ever in the history of mankind. It was so funny. 1966, Dean Martin as Matt Helm. It was he's like a James Bond guy. He had a character for a while. I mean, it was just perfect 1960s. Okay, everything about it was just wonderfully terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have fun watching this movie. You should watch it sometime.
Oh, my. I just looked up some of the videos, and it has him, like, lying around in bed with, like, 20 women.
Yes. I mean, it's perfectly 60s.
My.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Wow.
You're looking at it now?
I was
I clearly
I Googled it because I was like, who's Matt Helm, right?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I have one clue for what I did this weekend, guys. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. You cut the lawn? I have no idea. It's a sewing machine?
Four-wheeling. Four-wheeling, baby.
You cut the lawn.
We
it did sound like that.
Four-wheeling through the woods.
So do you ride on the back of your fiancés?
Yes.
Or okay.
Yes.
And so, do each kid have, they have their own?
Yes. And
perfect.
They asked if I want to drive my own. I don't want to drive my own, okay?
You could get a pink one. Come on, they're cute and they're fun.
I'm gonna hang on to my honey.
Well, that's what I always did. I didn't get my own either.
Yeah, I don't want my own. But
do
oh
you
my
not
gosh.
Want your own because you're too cheap to buy your own, or you really don't want your own?
I really don't want my own.
Okay.
I want him to do the work.
There you go. There you go. That's
but we went out. It was so beautiful out over the weekend. And just hearing the, like, creeks and streams.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just love this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just that sound. Yeah. It's just so relaxing.
You're becoming such a nature girl. Were you always a nature girl?
Yes, but that's what my weekend entailed.
Wow.
Life has changed a little bit.
Life has changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You better embrace it because this is your life.
Oh, I loved it. ATVs are awesome. I love going through and just walking in the woods, being in nature makes me so happy.
I promised you a Tony tip. You get an urge to snack. Now, I know I will never do this. But if you do this, they say it works. Brush your teeth.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That would probably kill any snack because, you know, what, nothing tastes good after toothpaste.
No, it really doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Especially
yeah, that's
lemonade.
True.
Oh, you God, think, right.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you think about that, then you go, oh, I just brushed my teeth. Never mind.
Exactly.
Right, there you go.
Because I've done that quite a few times. That's a great idea.
See, there you go. Little Tony tip for
you. Look
at
you,
Speaking
Tony.
Of food, I found, Nikki, this could be my last day on the radio.
Uh-oh.
I found a job for me.
What is it?
It's Major League Baseball is looking for someone to go around to different major league parks and test the hot dogs.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there's no better job for Tony than that.
There okay? goes the diet.
I'm on the all hot dog diet.
So all of a sudden, I'm retaining a lot of water, and I don't know
really.
Why.
So here's the thing. It pays $500 whole. Okay. Oh. And you get a stipend for travel. But I'm thinking, what a job. Are you kidding me? I want to do this job.
Mm-hmm.
I could take my little mobile unit with us. I could do the show from each different ballpark.
Not a bad gig, Tony.
I tell you, it'd be an awesome
but
gig.
But what makes them think people are going to want to do it?
$500 whole.
That's
dollars.
It. That's what I'm saying. Who wants to do that for like $500?
You got
to
be 21
that's
years
nothing,
old.
Though.
I know, but here's the thing. Some 21-year-old dude will get this gig, okay? He'll do it. Don't forget, you get stipend for travel and all that stuff. And you have to report on these parks and, you know, on the hot dogs and all that stuff. I think
that is true. A young guy is going to be like, I just got the best job.
Right.
Yes.
They're paying me to travel and eat hot dogs.
Right.
Or it's going to be a retired guy. You know?
Nah, they don't want a retired guy doing
no?
this. They want a young guy.
They want
young
a young, like, hip, like...
Yeah. They want someone who's going to social media the hell out of this thing. Okay?
A social media influencer.
Excuse me, let the influencer come through here.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sick
but
of
what a great gig
I'm
going
sorry.
Around. Because now I will tell you that I've had the ballpark Franks at the Red Sox, and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I have had a Dodger dog back in the old days when I went to California like 30 years ago. I had a Dodger dog. That was pretty good. I've been to the Rockies, Colorado Rockies. I don't remember really what I had there. But nothing beats the Zweigel that they serve at the Frontier Field.
That's
so it doesn't
right.
matter. And I think you may know this. Zweigel's makes a ballpark hot. Okay, just for the ballparks. It's like a quarter pound of hot dog. It's awesome. It's a big, fat hot dog. I think they still have them at Frontier Field. So that's the one. That's the one that wins, of course. So you'd be comparing every hot dog to Zweigel's is what you'd be doing.
Yeah.
And it'd be okay, because like I said, the one for there's two that I like almost as much. Costco has these huge hot dogs, and they're terrific. You have to drink a gallon of water
What's
after.
What's the brand of them?
They're Kirkland, their own brand.
Oh, okay.
And then there's so much salt in there that you know it's like drinking an ocean. and then the ones at the Red Sox ballparks are great.
Oh, you know what I love? I love the ones out of Syracuse, the Hoffmans.
Oh yeah, those are good too.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, those are very good. It's funny because I mean they do taste way different than Zweigel's, but they still taste like a hot dog.
Yeah, well, you know? That's kind of the point, isn't it?
I know, but it's like to me the hot dog is Zweigel. I don't know. okay. Just saying.
Preach, so. Tony. Preach.
Preach it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Christy?
What?
Anything, Christy, bringing anything to the ball game today, Christy?
I didn't know what we were doing. Speaking of ball games, we're going to be starting baseball soon. I'm super excited.
Baseball.
Yeah.
So how many teams is he on?
Okay. So he's on two baseball teams. A football team, which is a travel, a basketball team, which is a travel, and a town lacrosse team.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know how we're going to fit all this in. Traveling, like we're going to Erie, we're going to Pittsburgh, we're going to... So I don't know. I have a calendar now. I'm so, like, confused that I have to put it on my wall. I lay out all the practices and everything that's happening, and we have to decide what we're going to do for the day, because there's more than one option there.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
Good thing you only had one kid.
What'd you say, Nikki?
I said it was nutty.
It is nutty. And yes, Tony, you're right. It is a good thing I only have one kid.
Really?
However, you know, he loves to play a sport.
There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's great. And I think it's great that you're doing all this stuff. It is a lot of work, but that's what parenting is.
We went to the batting cages over the weekend, and I decided I needed to get up.
Oh, how did you do?
Girl, I did good.
That's right. The last time we went, I did too, and I did amazing.
I was shocked. I didn't think I'd hit any of the balls.
I'm like, I should have played baseball.
I was pretty good too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did the kids watch you, and what did they think?
Oh, they were like, great job, Nikki.
Yeah.
Aww.
There's nothing like it. I took my daughter to the cages when she was around 10 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, more than once, but this one time. And there's nothing like the appreciation of a 10-year-old to make your day. When I got up she hit for a little bit, and I got up and I was hitting, right? And she and my daughter, who does not give out compliments easily, says, wow, you're good.
Yes.
And that, like, made my day.
It does.
Okay? It's like,
it really does.
My life depends on what this 10-year-old thinks of me.
Right. And you're like at a batting cage with a ball coming like 45 miles per hour.
I know, right. Exactly. Underhand pretty much. Right?
I'm really good.
I should try out for the majors.
I really felt like I was super awesome at it. I was like,
you were,
I miss my calling. I should have been,
a
softball player. Yeah, because I was at the softball. I'm like, whoa, those things are heavy. Those heavy softballs to hit them.
Yeah.
But I did good.
Good for you. Speaking of that, I had the story earlier this morning. There's a woman in the NCAA. She just pitched a perfect game, 7 innings. She struck out all 21 batters.
Wow.
That's never happened before.
Shut out, baby.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you'll be hearing from her. So, yeah, pretty awesome stuff there. So, and if you've watched fast pitch softball.
Yeah, it's fast.
My daughter played that. Oh, my God. That
super
is,
fast.
I but couldn't play that.
Apparently,
game.
You haven't seen Nikki and I at the bat.
That's right. That's right. I haven't seen you hit an underhand softball at
fast
3
pitch.
Miles an hour. That's right.
Sorry. We can hit off that, okay?
I think I figured out the fix for baseball because, you know, they're doing all sorts of rule changes. I figured out the fix for baseball. Instead of pitching, they should just put the ball on a tee. And let the guys hit it, because that's what this is all about.
Oh,
people want to see offense, okay? That's why the game is suffering. It's just either you strike out, you walk, or you hit a home run. I think, forget the pitchers, just put the ball on a tee, but make the ball real heavy. So if you hit it over the fence, you really deserve to hit it over the fence, okay?
Make it like a bowling ball?
Yeah, make it really heavy. Make a shot putt. Make it weigh like a shot putt.
Then they'll stop using the steroids.
That's right.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right, we solved enough problems today.
Yes, we did.
All right. Put the podcast up on your Facebook and Twitters and all that stuff and share this warmth that we spread every morning here on the podcast at warm1013.com. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.